That's before they fucking switched it over going to Bartlett.
Just certified Victorian.
Official Mossad honeypot. Get out of here.
Oh, so we don't have mic. Yeah, we're going, faggot. Fucking cheesecake.
You start the intro?
Yeah. Welcome to the Larry and Needles Show. I'm Larry.
I'm Needles.
And I'm KK.
And we have new microphones today.
Yes, we do. Look at us. We are professional. Fuck you, faggots.
Also,
I shouldn't have said that within the words.
Also, I would like to thank West Side Willie for that rap
song. Blowjob he gave you last night.
Yeah.
I thought it was a David Duke duo.
That's what you call it, but it's actually West Side Willie Wilson.
He's got a couple different names.
All right, you got a lighter shitbag or what?
Well, now I'm a shitbag.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you're
so I bought these.
I forgot.
Yeah. Ha
ha. Larry's got his Ukraine lover's hat on today. Exploited as usual, right in the asshole.
Oh, damn.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Get it right into exploited it. Exploited on the side and right in your asshole. I thought you were going to do a Bill Bellamy all of one.
You know what's great?
Oh, what's funny with
Grace?
You don't
say.
Have that open anymore?
No, I didn't have to do anything.
Imagine, yeah, look at that. Now we made his
job
easier.
I don't even have to look at the mixing board.
Yeah,
or
Larry's
fuck
hammered.
Around.
That's what's wrong. Thank God.
When I was your age. So, yeah, it was fucking wonderful. And it's only $250. And you know what else I bought, boys? Was some mics that plug into these, because these have input jacks. So we could be like Fox News or something if we wanted to.
Yeah,
just
why do you use Fox
thing.
News?
Whatever.
I'd rather be like.
I think of Shannon Bree.
This sounds pretty good as it is.
Hell yeah.
What's the difference? Like this, you just put on your hip and you put some.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you could actually, if you're interviewing somebody, maybe.
Absolutely.
You have it plugged in.
But I don't know.
I mean,
I just bought him to fuck around because
you're talk about microphones for
the thing. It was only $20 for four of them.
That's fucking killer.
$20 for four of them. First of all, your math is way off.
It was $20 for four of the little plugins that.
At the add-ons.
Yeah, the add-on thing.
Yeah.
Oh God, I really wish that you would be on the end of a rope right now.
You know what I'll tell you?
What I like to
speaking
see.
Speaking of
right
rope,
now.
I have a good Black History Month quiz.
Oh man,
what is it? What happened?
Well, there's two questions.
Okay. Come on, with your hands up.
We have a megaphone for this episode, and oh boy, it's gonna get real crazy. I even put the king hat right on. I swear to God, if you pull that thing out again, I'm gonna fucking Lenin you. So we have the crown out today, as you see, for Black History Month. So you know what that means. Yeah. Shout out to our South American
down
cohort.
With the crown.
Down with the crown. And thank you.
I'll put the N word.
Thank you to Burger King.
Okay, keep on going with your story.
All right,
you
so
got quizzes.
It's a quiz. Yeah, it's a quiz.
The blacks.
Yeah. Well, it's Black History Month, and there's two questions, but the answer is the same to both of them. So it's
right.
Kind of y'all.
Sickle cell.
It's a nickel biter. All right. So who was the first woman to ride in the back of the bus? And then the second question is, what year did blacks get to enter the Olympics? It's the same answer.
Okay, wow. So Rosa Parks and then Hitler with Jesse Owens was 1938?
You should get this one.
Oh, I just told you the
seeing
two
that
people,
you're
but I don't
racist.
Know. I don't know the year that they competed in the Olympics.
I think it was 39.
Well, it might have been 38 or 39, because I know Hitler
got before
person
World
of
War
the, he got person of the year in 39.
Well, no, World War II, 39, wasn't it already going
and
on?
That's when it started.
Yeah, but
yeah.
He got Time Person of the Year.
37?
Yeah, it had to be beforehand. And you know how they said
that? I love how he's telling us. He's like, oh, yeah, it had to, you're the one who has the answers. And you're
well,
like,
no.
Oh, yeah, it might have been before.
Because I don't know what the years, though.
I don't know.
Well, no, and he,
well, I said
do you know how
Park,
they
I
said
mean,
the blacks were, I mean, the Germans, Nazis were all against the blacks?
Mm-mm.
But they say Jesse
not
Owens,
at all. He was treated the best.
Oh, yeah, they say even black writers, American writers were out there.
Yeah.
And they,
love
every,
listen,
oh yeah,
man,
the Germans were out there
fucking,
congratulating.
All they do
all
is program
stuff.
Us. They try. They teach us. This. How come they fucking never translated this guy's fucking speeches? Why didn't they do that? Why don't they tell us what kind of books they were burning? Why don't they say about Weimar conditions that are the same thing that's going on in this
I
country
I think I know the
right
answer
now.
To this one.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Well, I mean, first of all, 666.
Yeah.
You know, if
yeah.
You know what
well,
I mean.
Here, I don't, you guys, it doesn't sound like you guys are going to get the answer. So here's the answer. Who gives
it's the
shit?
Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's the funny thing is Rosa Parks husband had a really nice car, and he said,
"We talked
you.
About this last yeah. week."
Last
yes,
week?
We did, Larry. Oh my God!
I thought
God.
That was last year on Black History.
Lord have yeah. mercy. Do time you flies. See what I have to deal with these fucking faggots? Half a story and dumbass over here. And look at they both laugh because they know it's the truth. I mean, they can't even finish each other's story. Fuck, man. But that's okay. So, what were you going to say, Larry? Now, what about Rosa Parks' husband's car?
He had a nice car, but he just said, "Fuck you, bitch, walk." Or, and then she took
the bus, I
guess. I mean,
even the better story is he had a shitty car. Actually, he just had a car.
He just had a car.
Not even that, what kind of car
it ran.
Was.
Oh, you know, we yeah. don't know if it ran, though.
No. Mm-hmm.
He probably may have had a car.
Needed yeah. a battery.
No. It was stolen.
It may have been up on blocks.
But no, so, all right, so what's up with this Rosa Parks thing and Jesse Owens?
Oh, no, the answer was, who gives a fuck? Nobody does.
I mean, I swear. Dude, you have the comedic value of a dish rag.
I thought it was yeah,
exactly. I mean, guys been smoking weed all day and drinking ham. He's like, "Oh, that was great." What do you mean, you fucking Ukrainian asset? Like, what the fuck is
going on? I had a great day today.
Yeah.
I woke up.
I wish you were next to the elephant's foot right now. You know what that is?
No.
Chernobyl? When it bled out from Chernobyl, it looks like an elephant's foot.
So, bled out from Chernobyl?
Yeah, the fucking uranium and stuff like that. So when it dried out, it bled out and it looks like an elephant's foot. Like the actual material.
Shit.
Yeah. That's why I wish Larry was next to it, because he would die quickly.
So it was Valentine's Day. I went and got my wife coffee at Starbucks early
which
in the
you
morning.
Do every day. So it's not a second, it's not a special
and,
day.
Then my band,
I did the same thing I did yesterday.
Catacronic came over at 9 in the morning.
Wait a second, whoa. I love how this story went from, I treated my wife so well on Valentine's Day. I got up and did the same thing I do for her every day. You didn't even deviate and get a card? You didn't get flowers?
No.
But you just pulled bongs all morning?
No.
Well, what are you, you part of these corporate holidays now?
I mean, when
there
you
was
were,
no bongs
I mean,
at all.
Sugar baby the band, winter.
The band came over and we fucking recorded three
tracks.
Oh,
I'm sure she loved that too, right?
Yeah,
she that's
did.
Her favorite part of Valentine's
Blasted
Day.
Blasted her out of here, yeah.
Then.
Mary and I are going to elope. nothing weird, just we're just going to elope and then we're going to kill Larry.
Choke on it came over, you saw the tail end of that. And then we
you
got to
change the fucking, you got to change the name.
I think that's
you're
a pretty
six,
good
almost
name.
Almost 60, Larry.
I think Choke on it is good.
I think you've been hanging out with your cats too long.
And so now we're doing this. This is just a great day.
Yeah, I mean, all right. I mean, do you work for Burisma?
Hey, you're only as old as you feel, Larry.
Yeah. I mean, look at him, though. I mean,
he probably feels 65.
Hopefully he runs out of AZT.
I play punk rock all day long, and I feel like I'm fucking 16 years old.
What's that?
There you
I
go.
Said I play punk music all day, and I feel like I'm 16.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you can go after 16-year-old girls.
Because like I told you, when I go to my jiu-jitsu class, they call
in
me
Europe,
pops.
You can. Pops?
They call me Pops. I'm the oldest guy there. Like, Pops. I'm like, get the
Jesus.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Well.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, Pops.
Pops. I mean,
they don't know me.
They want to smack you.
I mean, I'm not a fucking.
Yeah. Oh, Pops. Oh, man.
Which is very funny. But no, it's
it
very funny.
Funny.
And it's like, you know what? Whatever. Fucking.
I fucking love it.
I don't even do it. Yeah,
but the thing
the bus
is
balls.
Dude, I told look at that fucking this shit, dude. These motherfuckers are choking. I got fucking whatever.
By the way, again, February 21st, anyone out there that lives in the Chicagoland area, go to Villa Park to Sabinas Poblanos. To see my band.
Are you doing plugs?
Yeah.
Dude, are we going to get paid for this?
Sure.
We better.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, show up at the gig, I'll
just
pay
do,
you.
Yeah, pin kisses. That's how he does.
Hey, at least
like,
it's something.
Like, literally, I'll wear a thong for you.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it is.
You have
Larry's a homo.
Do you have assless chaps at all?
No.
He has frontless ones. He doesn't. Yeah, yeah. He's more of a pitcher than a catcher, if you know what I mean.
He's been wearing them backwards the entire time.
He wears them on his face. He's like a gay rabbit.
Why? Is that what you want me to wear?
No, what are you fucking weird, dude? What are you talking? Where are your bull?
Well, he's asking.
Fuck,
isn't that punk?
Would you have a momentary lapse of reason there?
I don't
a
know.
Freudian slip, shall
I don't
I
think
say.
That's punk. What's assless punk? Chaps. It's kind of. Like,
I mean,
like
it was a joke,
Priest,
Larry,
right?
But obviously, I mean.
Yeah, it's like Judas Priest type.
No, I mean, if you're hellbent for leather, then you're hellbent for leather.
Yeah.
I mean,
it doesn't
you
matter
sing
what
about
music
it.
You
yeah,
like.
No. I mean, you're singing about it, living in fucking, where are you living? Right by
Mission
Bay.
Living after midnight.
Where was that at? In Mission Bay. Right up the hill from Mission Bay.
Bay Park?
No, Mission Viejo? No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, Bay Park. I used to live there. Right up the hill.
I bet you you did. It was all Fanooks. Put that fucking thing down or I'm going to slap
you in the head off you. Oh, you're talking about
North Park? Yeah, North Park. Yeah. Right up the hill. So now we're going to have two fucking three sound things now? I don't like this at all. I mean, do you got anything to talk about, Larry? You just bring nothing to the table except your Ukrainian allegiance. I'm really tired of
there's
this
a lot of
shit
going on.
You know what? I'll tell you. I'm so glad what's going on right now.
With what?
With what Trump is doing. He's fucking
shaking
shit.
I'm not at all. Trump is a Jewish shill. Fuck you.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what are you talking about? He's a Jew shill.
You're out of your mind.
Miriam Adelson gives him $100 million, and all of a sudden it turns into fucking $1 billion, right? Kiki, right? Right?
And
we're going to turn
and the other fucking goof guy gave him $100 million, and then he said, how about $500? How about $200 million? Now he's giving him $500 million.
And Miriam Adelson's husband.
So you tell me, he's getting money from everybody. He doesn't give a fuck who they are.
Oh, that's great for you to make your point. He's getting money from everybody.
Yeah. It's kick ass.
You know, he's giving it to the Jews, though. That's all that matters.
No, he's not.
What do you mean, no, Kiki? Dude, don't make me reach over fat girl right now. I'm going to tell you right now.
Well, we are taking over Gaza. It's going to be America.
And then you get this fucking Anna Paulina whatever menorah. She's
Anna
a fucking
Paulina
menorah
Luna.
Muncher, dude. She is a total menorah muncher.
I'd fucking munch
whatever. Her. That broad's a Jew. So all I'm
Anna
saying
Paulina
is,
Luna?
I would munch,
she's
I would
a
munch
fucking
that bathing
Jew.
Suit.
No, she's not.
She took $12,000.
I sent you that shit about...
She's at the beginning of taking money
exactly,
now.
And I sent you that thing from Stu about her last name. That's not even a real fucking...
Anna Paulina Luna?
Her, actually, her...
The Mexican
I think her,
chick that's a baby. Yeah,
it's Menorah Muncher. That's all that matters.
Well, the thing is, her grandfather was actually a Nazi.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, and now she's making me fucking hard. Okay, relax.
Yeah, and now, now
she
she's,
is
that's
hot.
That's
what
gets
now
me hard about
hotter.
Her.
But she's playing
that's
the other
only
side.
Thing that gets me hard about her. She's a Nazi bloodline.
Yeah, well, that's not in her blood.
Well, it's still in her. But
it's in your blood.
Listen,
it's in your
you
blood.
If you fucking don't believe that fucking...
I mean, it's not that I don't believe. It's I don't want to believe. I think
well,
Anna
then that's
Paulina
a problem.
Luna.
You're a grown man. What are you, fucking Santa Claus all of a sudden?
No,
I don't want
no.
to believe.
What do you... I just don't... I just don't
he's
see
gonna
why.
He's going to fuck the dumb
dude, her. Listen. I'm going to tell you right now. You're picking the wrong motherfucker to get into a scratching battle with about the fucking Jews. You know this, right?
Well, here's the problem. They have
sending
to take
rockets.
Money... It's like they have to take money from the Jews, otherwise...
No, first of all, fucking Trump goes on TV and says they're going to turn this place into a luxury resort and ship all the Palestinians out.
But here's the thing.
Oh, what's
temporarily.
He didn't say
temporarily. Okay.
Right. Kiki's right. He said, we'll move him to one area, we'll work on that area.
And you're looking at him smiling.
We'll move him back
there. You guys
there.
Are faggots if you believe that.
Well, no, here.
You two are idiots.
Would
you
rather have Kamala Harris...
That's your fucking, I mean, that's your rebuttal. Would I rather have Kamala Harris? I would rather be America first than
well,
Israel
the thing.
First.
I don't
that
think
is
you
what
exactly
I'm
understand
shooting
what
for.
Trump is
well,
doing.
Well, that's
right.
The problem. USAID. Look at all this money we're saving. Dun, dun. I wish I had a
but
fucking Jew sound in some.
We do have a Jew
again?
Sound. Where
no,
is
we
it?
Don't.
You start smoking again?
No, yeah, I just bumped one cigarette.
That's called smoking, Larry.
I
mean, I
smoked
on.
It up.
Whatever.
Few times.
I just sucked one dick.
Absolutely.
Here's it was the, in the dark, so it's not gay.
Here's the Jew song.
No, that's not the Jew song. You're the Jew song right now. Making a sham mockery of yourself, telling me that this fucking guy is he wants a. Did fucking Jared Kushner is. Come on.
Kushner's a piece of shit.
Come on.
Full blown. Yeah.
And then you got Roy Cohn, who was fucking the Donald Trump's mentor. And a notorious...
Who's Roy Cohn?
Oh, Larry.
I'm not...
Ray Cohn?
Ray Cohn. Was it Ray Cohn?
Ray?
Was it Ray or Roy?
Ray
Kroc?
Ray.
I don't know, whatever.
Ray Kroc is
said,
the fucking McDonald's
I
should have
said the
idiot.
Hannibal Directive last week.
Yeah,
I think I said the Annabelle Directive.
I'm not disagreeing with all that shit.
That was
but we got to take baby steps
fucking,
here. The problem
baby
is,
steps? How come they shut off all aid to other fucking countries, but the fucking people that are committing a genocide right now, they fabricate all their numbers for everything.
That's a start.
Theodore Herzl.
Fuck
the beginning,
all these other countries.
Magnus Hirschfeld.
And we got to fuck Israel next. Like, fuck them. We
yeah, okay.
But,
I mean, come on. We're doing this guy's dirty laundry.
But here's the problem. These motherfuckers are smart.
Yeah.
They
first
have
of all,
infiltrated
without
fucking
everything.
Things.
But without us, they wouldn't get nothing.
But the problem is, it's too late now.
Well, I mean, come on. Obviously, we all know this has started with JFK when he wanted to run that fucking FARA, when Foreign Agency Registry Act.
Right.
And then they wanted to do fucking with Ben-Gavir, and fucking they wanted to check out the nuclear weapons that they had, and they actually built the fucking fake nuclear plant.
Right.
To fucking let people go into.
Yeah.
Do all kinds of shit like that.
We probably found it.
Well, I mean, and then you... Okay, listen, I hate to go into this deep, but at this point in time, when I look out my fucking front door, there are foreign agents in our fucking shit. And the only guy is Thomas Massie. That's it. That's the only guy that's not doing shit right now.
But the problem is, a lot of these people, they have to take money from the Jews. Otherwise, they'll get booted right out.
Well, because they put more money up against them when they run.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They don't get this money. Like, when you look at APAC Tracker, they don't get the $12,400 that fucking that bikini whore is wearing. Anna Lacuna fucking...
And a Paulina Luna.
Or whatever. Yeah. I don't fucking know.
She's hot, but man. I would fucking do anything she asked.
Huh?
I would do anything she asked me to do.
Yeah. Now, was that bikini, was that bathing suit? Did it go up for auction at all?
Especially the crotch part.
I mean, really?
Hell,
I just want the crotch part.
Could I just bit him?
Actually, the butt part. We'll split it. You can cut it. We could use it for sniffer material.
Yeah.
It's for the show.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
Right off.
She can Jew it up all she wants.
Oh, she's already doing it.
I would still do anything she has.
Listen, all I'm saying is that
I would fucking be her slave.
Our biggest fucking ally. Get the fuck out of here.
I would.
People are fucking committing a genocide right now, and then you want to move the people that were, which you know about.
I think my wife would even let me be her slave for political reasons.
Are you that horned up? You're still talking about this lady?
But the crazy thing,
I mean, happy Valentine's
Gaza
Day, Larry.
Gaza was actually pretty nice, too.
Huh?
Gaza was pretty nice before they destroyed it.
Well, yeah. Before fucking somebody came there.
But
as
it's
usual,
prime, 109, it's prime property,
yeah,
109 man. It's beautiful
fucking
weather.
Yeah, it's beachfront.
Hey, 109 countries. What's that? You know what I mean? Like, hey, come on. The golden revolution, the golden age in Spain.
I mean,
come on. I mean, they literally made it.
They're batting 1,000.
Yeah.
Over 1,000.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, if they were going for fucking, what do you call it, Holocaust numbers, guys, that's what they need to do. Their countries, not the amount of people that fictitiously fell asleep in these cages.
Dude, there's so many, so many fucking just...
What? So many what? So many lies.
So many stories. There's so many alternate stories.
It's not an alternate stories. If you look
at
the Red Cross.
It's a million stories.
Okay, you look at the Red Cross going in there and saying this. And then you look at when they scrape the walls of the fucking chambers.
Chambers.
And then
And then the fucking Germans that built things.
And then you go to the Bolshevik Revolution.
But then they're using a wood door for the fucking chamber.
I mean, they're looking through it. I mean, come on, man.
I don't think so.
Here's a fucking deal. The fucking the air split thing wasn't even attached to the fucking chambers.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And I mean,
and like you said, they tested. I mean, that's a forever chemical that they couldn't find.
The thing is that you can look at stuff and they're like, nope, it's completely wrong than what you're thinking.
Yeah. Right.
Even though... So the ultimate, here's the fucking deal. We talked about Robert Maxwell. We talked about Epstein. We talk about honeypots. We talk about how they fucking use shit to blackmail you.
Right.
And once they're done with you, what do?
Kill you.
Exactly. That's what they did to Robert Maxwell.
They fucking kill you.
Even their own people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Hannibal Directive. They shot their
exactly
own fucking people.
Absolutely.
And they have the Samson option. If you don't know about the Samson option, look into that. They will nuke everybody else
because it's even worse than the Hannibal
country.
Hannibal
Directive.
And you know why they call it the Samson option, right?
Yeah, when you cut off his hair.
Well, no, because Samson, they cut off his hair, but when it grew long enough again, he killed himself.
There's probably something
when he
that
pushed
to do
those
with...
pillars apart to collapse the building to kill everyone else. He knew that he was going to also die.
But there's probably more
makes
into
sense.
That. Like,
yeah.
Well, no, so the Samson
more biblical
option,
shit, though.
It's biblical.
Yeah, it is.
Because
but no, more
it means
than...
that we will kill ourselves as well as everyone else. We don't give
menorah
a fuck.
Maybe more.
The menorah. It should be called the menorah fucking option or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Instead of the Samson thing.
You're racist.
Whatever.
I can't believe you.
Larry's a racist. I can't believe you. N-word Jim does not approve of that. But that's funny.
Well, but the
and
thing...
I mean, we're just going to keep on. I mean, we could talk. I could argue with you about this all day.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you right now.
But you understand the Samson thing, though. Why?
No. Yes, Larry, yeah. We've talked about this multiple fucking
times. What am I in a fucking, what did I get kicked in the head by a mule or something?
Yeah, you smoke so much weed, you don't going on anymore. It takes you 45 minutes to realize you're on the podcast.
I think you're gaslighting me, man.
Yes, I am. I totally am. And I'm going to say I'm monarching you. I'm MK Ultra you and monarching you at the same time.
So who are the two people that went after Trump in New York? The AG.
Letitia James and fucking Alvin Bragg.
Yeah. Alvin Bragg. So they are going to get fucked big time. They're going after them. Did you hear Eric Adams is meeting with Trump?
Well, I'm going to tell you right
now. And supposedly he's got the dirt.
Well, Mayor Adams fucking rolled over like a fucking bitch, first of all. I listened. He was on fucking Tucker. And I listened to him on Tucker. And he cannot answer a question. You wonder why? Because he can't fucking implicate himself on
I saw Mary
what
Adams.
What are you fucking doing?
I'm holding
the American flag is in.
Yeah. I saw Mayor Adams on TV today.
Yeah.
And he was with Tom Holman.
Well, he started going
and he
against
said, finally someone that fucking agrees with, you know, what we need to be having going on. Everybody say hi.
Bellamy salute everybody for the flag, all right?
Spalding is still under house arrest.
Stop, get out of here. Bellamy salute for the flag, American flag. Ready? One, two, three. Yeah, that's a Bellamy salute. If you don't know about that, look that up.
But I just want to say.
Here's Larry's doll. He's almost 60 years old. He's a doll.
He's real.
Oh, you got a fucking kebab bracelet on him.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fucking menorah muncher, too.
He's still under house arrest. Yeah. He keeps fucking up. This is the second time.
Balding, come out with your hands up.
He tried to steal my wallet.
He does.
He does.
I was sitting back here.
I thought he was sleeping, and I was, all of a sudden, I felt like my.
Larry. Larry's reaching in your pocket. He's trying to give you the old anal fish hook. That's his finishing move in voice.
That is. That's what I call it, the finisher. The old AF. People go as fuck, and they go, no, anal fish hook. Like
you saw the video I sent you where that guy pulled his pants down and stuck his that's so fucking.
Dude,
I have a TV. We need to start. I'm going to bring it in.
Like, so those are Mexican finishing moves.
No, I mean,
Indian.
Dude, Indian. Indian. No. Indian, it's on a bus. That's their finishing move.
They got a lot of different moves, but it's always on a bus.
It's either that or it's by a stone pile.
No, this was by a lake.
Yeah, even
worse. This guy's buddy, he licked his fingers and he's like, and the guy was squatting there.
Man, what are you watching?
And he ran, this is on Instagram.
On Instagram. Yeah.
The guy
what
ran.
Kind of algorithm do you have?
A lot of Indian shit.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Man.
And the guy just ran. The guy fucking like jumped up into the fucking lake.
Fell into the lake. What the fuck are you watching, dude?
Oh, man.
Fucking the Jeets getting fingered in their ass. They are the horniest of the horniest.
Now, why did he have his pants off? Kid? Why was he bent over with his pants off?
Because he was getting fingered in the ass.
Well, no, his pants weren't off. He had his pants on. He was just sitting there squatting.
Oh, is he shitting or getting fingered in the ass?
Neither. But this guy.
I thought he was getting fingered in the ass.
Well, this guy rammed his finger in his ass.
Was shitting. I thought he had
his pants were still on. Maybe his robe or whatever the hell it's called.
I mean,
you better bring You better bring better content. Yeah,
that was one little detail.
I know. Yeah, I know. The worst storyteller ever.
I'm not watching gay Indian porn.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It sounds like a guy who's watching gay Indian porn. I mean, even Larry picked up on that. And he's retarded. Look at him. He's done like 90 bongs today. He was complaining that there was no water in the bong. And then the other guy's like, this thing hits too hard. And we're like, give it to us, pussy.
Hey, by the way,
little did he know.
Shout out to our buddy Ryan.
Lily and I just ate
you fucking pussy. No, I'm kidding.
Smoke that thing.
And right, Raleigh.
What?
Right? We said we'd shout out Raleigh.
Yeah,
Ryan. What's up, boys? We love you guys.
Come on the podcast.
Ryan is my punk rock protege. I love that
dude,
kid.
Dude, that fucking hat, dude. You look like Muriel Hemingway.
You're the one that told me to wear it.
Yeah, because you're a fucking spy. You got your fucking spy shit on from
you
the fucking
You do everything
dinks?
He tells you to do?
Almost.
Yeah. Someone needs to look at that wart.
Oh, shit.
Dr. Larry. I fucking hate being stupid. Today.
Only on Thursdays.
Thursday's Friday.
Dude. Yeah, you fucking dummy.
Yeah, well, that's when you're a doctor.
I'm I see.
He even
that is. I pose as a doctor on Tom's at Tom's. On
Thursday. Oh my God, there's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
He's like one of those old school doctors. He's got that metal reflector thing.
No, he's just drunk
with
all
the hole
out.
In the middle.
Yeah, he's an old school doctor. He's just fucking drunk, geeked out, and fingering all the women. Yeah. He's an old school doctor.
That's what I do at times.
My type of doctor.
When the good looking ones come in, I examine them, pre-examine them. Uh-huh. If it's not too bad, I fucking do a little further. And then
right,
I send them over to
Tom. Let's chronicle how you like to molest women. How about that? Yeah. Let's do that on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. Mary, I love you. My wife, Mary, out there, if you're going to watch this. I know she doesn't. Doesn't matter.
Which is probably good.
Yeah, I say you're
the
lucky.
The worst thing is, though, if like one of her friends watches it and then says something that I said
Shout out Sherry.
It's always worse. It's always worse than what I actually said, and then I got to watch it with her.
You have to show her, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't. I never do that.
Oh, yeah, this one's great.
When he sticks his finger in
What the fuck? Like, I don't know. What made that dude
I'm sorry, I apologize to our fucking...
What the hell?
that's like, what I was talking
that's
about.
That's the one you were talking about.
I got
about.
That saved just for you,
you know
guys.
What? You gotta put that on again. That is fantastic.
You know what? Listen, that's I don't fucking trust Elon Musk at all. This fucking guy is really scaring me.
What
do you
Why?
Think about him? Because he's a fucking billionaire. One
so
of
what?
Is cool. Because you know when Klaus Schwab says vaccines and digital
here's
currency
the thing, though, man.
And all the shit, we're like, oh, boo.
He ain't like that.
Huh?
He ain't like that. And here's
dude, you're really
thing.
Fucking bad
well, let me tell you. Let me,
fucking
well, let me tell you what I think.
People that don't like you.
Let me tell you what I think, man.
Yeah, okay, please.
The guy is on the spectrum. He really is a fucking goofball.
Yeah, I'm on the spectrum.
He's a
I just say the N-word. And
yeah, okay.
Making millions of dollars.
Anyway,
millions.
He is truly
I mean,
out for
you
the
know
better
what? Fuck
of
it.
The
you
United
know
States.
Nigga.
He's out for the betterment of the United States. I truly believe.
And
I
did
don't
you
think
see
he's out
son?
To fuck us over.
Did you see
that
son?
Kid was cute.
Wait, in the White House? Did you see him like, I don't know, they had the cameras
X,
on him?
His name is X.
And you saw him. He amazing. Like, his mouth was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but I think that's fake.
How dare you?
What do you mean, how dare I? You can't even fucking
that little
a story
kid, that
without
little
having,
kid.
It be fa- having it be
no,
half of it being
I
fake.
No, I never heard that, Kiki, but I believe
you
it.
Didn't
oh,
see
yeah.
him when he was sitting I there in the fucking
his mouth and
when he's in the Oval Office, the and then it's up. Like the, like he whipped, he took his boogers out and wiped them on the desk.
Yeah, that's a fucking
no, and,
genius
and, you know,
move.
And Trump just signed an executive order that...
hopefully,
no
listen,
schools will get any funding.
I'm
going to
tell you right now.
He had his fucking fingers up his nose and then he put him in Elon's ears.
Well, let's stop for a second. Fucking pump up your fucking numbers, ICE. I don't give a fuck. Obama was doing 22 to 2,500 a day.
Yeah.
Pump that shit up.
Well, yeah.
What the fuck?
They're complaining, saying that they need more funding because they have no places to put them. This and that.
You know what? Back where they came
from. And
then
they're actually releasing 6% of them.
Well, okay. Well,
what do you mean?
Yeah, they're getting illegals. They're releasing 6% because they're putting them on ankle bracelets.
So what they've already been doing.
Or they're
doing.
Making call. What they're like,
whatever.
Either because of their illnesses.
We've been
or
bamboozled by Trump.
They're really not.
That's what
I'm they're not really a bad offender.
Bamboozled by Trump?
It's better than Kamala.
Yeah.
I know, you keep saying that, though, and I understand
that. Well,
we
only had two choices.
I don't want the fucking
right.
better of the worst
we
of
had
the worst
two choices.
The better.
Well, who
here's
do you
the
want?
Thing.
You
that's
know
the
what?
Problem.
I want the Whig
here's
party.
The thing.
I want fucking...
well, no.
I want us to fucking... You know what? Go back in the ground, dig up Hitler's
let me
bones,
fucking teach
and
you
fucking
something.
Reanimate him. That's
let me
I
teach
want.
You something.
Oh.
Let me educate
you. Oh.
Let me
you're
educate
gonna
you.
Teach me
would
something.
You like the crown?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, give him the fucking crown because he's a faggot. Here, now it's the faggot crown.
Listen.
What?
You guys fucking, you got the government and then you got Trump. He's not really part of the government. Why would you fucking not like him? Even if he's fucking a Jew or whatever, he's still is not the fucking machine that fucking hates us, man.
How do you
this
know?
This nigger is fucking...
He's got the crown on, too, he's which makes fucking, it even better.
Unlocking...
It totally came out like he put the crown
on. He got him all worked out.
He's doing the right thing,
and this,
man.
You have to look at a visual, because I got a Burger King crown so we could say the N-word, like our constituent on the south, on the plane.
Had to be
fucking what, Larry? What do you agree with you saying?
I just think that
first of
it's
all, he's
like,
a president,
okay.
He's part of the government.
Well, no, but here's the thing. That's why they don't want him so bad. That's why they hate him so much.
Who?
Trump.
Israel?
Trump.
Mitch McConnell. Israel loves him.
Everybody. Israel.
First of all, I'm going to tell
you. I don't care about Israel. I'm talking about the United States. I'm talking about the United States. The Jews that run our country. I don't care about
fucking Israel. But you should care about Israel. They're sending them $100 billion. They shut off aid to everywhere else. They shut down USAID and they took that money and they diverted it to fucking Israel. So we could kill. They can.
Where the fuck did you hear that?
What do you mean?
Where did you hear that they took the money that they shut down from?
Well, where else are they spending if they're giving Israel $100
billion? They're not spending it nowhere, man. It's taxpayer money.
And they send it to Israel.
No, they're not. Trump's not sending.
Kiki.
Not all of it.
Yeah. Oh, man. You are in the middle of the road, cuck, you faggot. I swear to God, not all of it. If I give you a piece of Lou Malnati's, you'd be like, all of it. You would totally flip-flop like a fucking Fanuc faggot.
You got a piece of Lou's?
No, not anymore. You missed your opportunity. Now I'm going to feed it to the possum outside. You got to watch.
Damn it.
You got to fight him for it. My God. You and your fucking sodium fucking hands.
I just think that Trump is an outsider, and I'm fucking down with outsiders because I'm an outsider.
How do you think he's an outsider?
How is he an outsider? You know what I'm saying.
Mitch McConnell's been voting against him forever. That
absolutely.
Fucking crepid
all those
bag.
Cunts are voting against him, man.
Fuck, what does that mean?
Because
they do this all the time.
Because he's
look at Liz Cheney.
Why would you vote against someone that's doing the fucking common sense thing? It's
look at Thomas
Massey.
You gotta
be a fucking asshole.
Thomas Massey is the only man not controlled by AIPAC. And every time he fucking votes, they spent $200,000 to get AIPAC. Did they get Thomas Massey and the ADL attacked him?
Yeah.
To fucking, and then all of a sudden his wife dies mysteriously after he goes on Tucker and says a couple of little things like the ADL has handlers and AIPAC has handlers inside our government.
Look at Matt Gaetz. He was the only one not taking money from the fucking...
And then we want to talk about the story with Matt Gaetz of $25 million when they had an Iraqi guy fucking... Or in Iraq, they had a CIA operative that was undercover.
Right.
And then fucking they came back to him and said, if you pay $25 million because that guy fudged that lady's fucking driver's license.
But here's the relationship.
They do that shit to him all the time, though, Matt Gaetz.
He was a Stein or a Steen.
He comes from a millionaire family. He's used to it. Matt Gaetz.
No, he's not used to what happened.
They
fucking
come at him all the time. Right. They set him up. But
why did they set him up? That's the problem.
Right, but here's the thing.
No, it's
he's
not.
He's used to going fucking partying and fucking banging
it's
chicks,
not that,
man.
Larry. He was under false pretense.
Yeah, and it was proven already.
And then it was already proven. The fucking Mossad was involved in this
shit. What did Trump want him to be the director of?
I don't know.
I don't underage know chicks. Young snitch.
Hot underage chicks.
But I don't think, he's not taking any money from him, is he?
Matt Gaetz?
Yeah.
No, because he's not in anything anymore. He had to fucking quit Congress.
But I think that's why they didn't want him in there.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's like, listen, I'm going
to
go back.
Wait, no,
Hakeem Jeffries
is a piece of shit.
Okay, now, but listen, though. He's a piece of shit, but he was in the squad with AOC and all those fucking crazy people. Hakeem Jeffries spoke out against Israel and started saying Zionism. You know what they did? Bam, ADL fucking pumped the most amount of money ever in a New York election.
Oh, yeah, against
Israel. I think
ass.
It was like $200,000 to $300,000. The most
$100,000 is probably $200 to $300 million.
Well, no, I'm not just saying. Idea, no, not for this small of an election. But
where
they
was he? What election?
New York City.
That's a small. It's like AOC. Dude, I think AOC.
It's
like 12,000. There's like 12,000 people voting.
But I'm just saying. But the fucking the ADL came in. They fucking got Hakeem Jeffries out, which he is a piece of shit. But he spoke his word and he did shekels over morals, which I respect him for. Okay, and the ADL came in, pushed him out, and got a fucking Zionist conformist in there. ZOG. Look up Ruby Ridge.
Yeah, but that's, it doesn't matter how small you are. They put everything on
this
you.
This fucking guy. Oh my God. Yeah, exactly. You know when I got him, he laughs and then he flicks me off. That's when he's really hammered. Yeah.
So here, you want the fucking bar? It is crazy. Right there.
I'll tell you what, man. The day of rock and tell roll, me what, nothing's better than that. And I got 3 tracks done. We got 11 tracks done for our new Catachronic album. It's 30 minutes.
Talk music.
That's
now?
The largest right. fucking thing. Man. I'm just talking accomplishments.
Well, I can say no, something okay, that may be a little you. Better than
Excuse
that.
Excuse me. Yeah.
He okay, jerked off 3 times do? Today.
Wow.
Well, even I better. Mean, even better than that.
What?
Uh-oh.
There's nothing better than that.
Well 3 I onions. Mean,
you better share those fucking... You better share those squirrel covers if you're sniffing.
Three legal youngins.
Oh, wow, that's man. Cool. Would you fight them all at once?
Yeah, I wish.
I mean, what did you just admit to? Because I'm really confused. You said 3 illegal youngins.
Were you at some prostitutes?
No, legal youngins, huh?
Some prostitutes?
No, they don't have to be prostitutes.
No, I'm asking, well, what did
Why
you do?
Why are you talking in fucking ciphers?
Oh, I didn't do anything. I'm just saying what would be better.
Oh, man.
I thought you were talking
about. He was ready to start whacking off over there.
I'm like, well, wait.
Yeah, wait a minute. 3 youngins.
Here's the thing. We're like, looking for something you did today because I had a really productive day.
Yeah, he's like, give me the Confederate flag.
Yeah, and when you said 3 youngins, I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude, you are the worst.
Why don't you call me in the daytime, I'm wondering.
Well, if I got 3 youngins, I ain't calling nobody.
Well, maybe you need a fucking... There's a fourth one that you can't handle.
You two retards just keep talking, and I'm so...
We understand.
I know, it's... I know you do. Some retarded fucking linguistics you're speaking. Lord have mercy. You better say the N-word soon, because you have the crown on.
Nigga, please.
There we go.
All right, should we do our new bit?
Sure.
So, for Black History Month, here's the deal. We're going to do our bit.
I mean, why do you have to do that when the megaphone is on?
I did it.
Dontarius gets arrested.
If you listened to last week.
Oh, yeah. This is an guys, ongoing theme for well, Black History Month.
Should we do a little recap? So,
well, no, not at all. It's an ongoing...
You should put on the thing, dude.
My dashiki?
Yeah.
No.
He's a cop today.
I'm a cop today. Thank you, Kiki. I mean, I am not the robber in this situation, in this scenario.
Someone should always be wearing it during
Well, then wear
Black
the dashiki,
month.
Dude.
Shit, motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, you look like fucking Stevie Wonder with Gades. That was a good one. That really was.
You're fucking hilarious.
Kiki loved it. Fucking thunder thighs over here, love.
What are you laughing at?
Ah, fuck, silly tonight. So then, oh man,
that said, looks good.
He's gonna make it rain dicks.
Oh man, it's got pockets.
Look at that. Spit that
it's
out.
Got pockets. I can put my one hitter box.
There you go. Oh. Dude, you can keep your sickle cell medication.
That's it. Sickle cell and AIDS on one side, sickle cell medication
Food
on the other.
Food stamps in the other.
Food stamps on the left, AIDS medication, and dime bag on the right.
Stamps. Oh, man.
That should be your. That's the next song, dime bags.
Dime bags and food stamps.
That's what I'm going to record now, man.
I'm writing that down.
Oh, fuck, man.
Oh,
let
good.
Me tell you,
that's
if
the
you
name
follow
of
us on Twitter, man, we're going to release something that is just so horrendous. That
there was a recording session after the last pod.
No, it wasn't a recording session at all. Oh. It was just a, what is that called, Larry? Not a
jam session?
Yeah, jam
session.
And it was good.
Feels dusty. Yeah. Let me see the crown. Needles does nigga toes.
Yeah.
Oh my
it was,
God.
That was good.
I hope this man, please cancel us because that'll make us more popular, which I don't want.
We went and saw right, me then, and Needles. So, I'll tell you what, me and Needles went to, we went and saw fucking Tripoli, Sam Tripoli. You backed out. Dude, man. Mm-hmm. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah. Really, that's how fucking, it was last time, yeah.
Yeah, but it was even funnier somehow, and he didn't even really tell any real jokes. It was
he
great.
Did, but...
Yeah, but he kind of did a lot of crowd work, yeah. And it was yeah. very funny, and you fucking...
Whatever, man. Sam Tripoli's a man.
You missed it. It was good. You're a dummy. Wow. I'm like, damn.
Why is he a dummy? Because he missed it. He wasn't feeling good.
I was spraying the bowl.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
What do you, I mean, dude, you just attack him? He doesn't even remember what
thanks
happened.
A lot, Larry.
I totally
thanks
remember.
A lot.
You were a fucking faggot. You didn't go. Like, yeah,
thanks
I'm sick,
a lot.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Stupid Larry.
Well, and the cool thing is, because he's a fucking cool guy, he's down to earth.
Yeah. He was
he
very.
He hugged us, which is cool, man.
He remembered us. He's like, hey.
I don't know about that.
I think he did, man.
No, he did not remember us, Larry.
Motherfucker.
He didn't at all.
You better be worried if he remembered you.
All right, here we are outside the building. Dontarius, we knew you were in there. Come out with your hands up.
Here's the thing. When I'm on the road and I fucking go to a town and I meet someone and then meet him again, I remember that.
Casual encounters, that's called Larry.
Yeah.
I thought they had a Craigslist section.
I remember him again.
Yeah, I
remember
bet you
him.
You do. You and your portable glory hole. Going town to town. The best is he played guitar inside the glory hole while he was doing his magic. This is like Stevie Ray Vaughan coming out of the refrigerator box.
Oh, that's great.
You walked into that one.
He mouthed into that
did
one.
Did I really?
What's that?
I didn't walk in anything.
Yeah,
just
backwards.
Making
as
shit up.
It's like when you ride your bike.
Now you're talking about remembering every casual encounter.
Yeah, I remember all those casual encounters.
Man, I mean,
here's
if he keeps
thing.
On saying that,
here's the other
I mean,
thing.
You need an AIDS test. You can't just keep saying it like that, man. I mean, that is a complete different.
Let me just tell you.
Yeah, just say I met somebody. Don't say casual.
Any
encounter.
Fucking people out there watching this, if you come happen to see my band in whatever city, I'm down for casual encounters. That's
dude,
all.
We do not promote the Lord. Oh, my
I
God.
Do.
Yeah, you're a dagger sucker. Sword swallower. That's what I was looking for. That's how he promotes his act. Larry the sword swallower.
I'm talking to the ladies.
Yeah, oh, you finally said it. I mean, it took you like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Casual encounters.
Why would I have to fucking differentiate?
We're looking for the black guy with the ashy elbows. Come out with your elbows up. And we're still taking donations for the sniffer movie.
Yeah, first of all, I'm very mad at my constituents, and I'm going to say this out loud. We were supposed to have a slave auction today, and I asked my guys if they could come up with two people.
I couldn't fucking.
You had 5 guys here.
No, everyone had to leave. Everyone
did you ask them?
Yeah. Killian had to rush out because of his, it's Valentine's Day.
And we were,
you know, that's the shitty thing, it is Valentine's Day.
Ryan wanted to rush out because he's on
a
double
holiday
fucking
by the
date.
Government. Another
fucking
thing.
Fucking Raleigh had to rush out because he's driving.
Do you know how many people get into fights today and break up just because of a fictitious holiday today?
Dude, you know when he
come on,
when
listen.
When I was at Walgreens getting batteries.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I love it. You're buying big batteries.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. Yeah.
Everybody else had like the
we
cheap
needed,
little roses.
We needed a huge
candy.
Battery for the megaphone, and Kiki had to go get him for he's fucking his ass. That's what they're thinking. Like, look at this fucking faggot.
He's got such
blasting
you know,
his ass out on Valentine's.
He's got such
he's buying new batteries.
You're like, I ate Lou Malinati's.
Buying C batteries. Like, what the hell are you running, kid?
Well,
C batteries.
I call him Big Black.
What's that? What was that fucking Boone's Farm?
Oh, man. But it was funny, all the cheap fucking Valentine's Day shit every guy was buying last minute.
Oh, you want a
you
fucking card or
every little
gay,
cardboard
flower,
fucking heart box.
Valentine's Day is gay. It's
it
another
is
government
stupid.
Thing.
Yeah.
Here's the fucking deal.
I know,
you know
I'm glad my lady was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm. She's gonna peg you for Valentine's Day. Yeah. That's her treat to you.
Yeah.
Oh man, keep your meat hooks on the bed.
Oh man.
But it's just another made-up thing to fucking fuck with people. And I mean, even it's amongst all races.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a fucking
they really
huge
figured
shot
that one
out, man. Think about this shit. Oh, you're fucking broad. Everybody rushes and then they jack the fucking prices up for fucking one day.
Yeah.
You know
for
what?
Some stupid fucking
here's
cardboard
a couple fucking
card.
Bumps, turn around. That's what we're
going to
do for Valentine's.
You know what? I didn't get my wife anything for Valentine's Day.
We already
Day.
Know that, Larry. I mean, you already said that. You went and got coffee and then jammed with your band.
My wife didn't do anything special for me either.
And her sister
there's
got
no
a car.
Cards.
Her yeah, sister, no shit. That's great.
Her sister got a car, but here's the thing, man.
Like an expensive car. Everyone picked up her fucking.
She's got my wife has an awesome husband who's fucking cool as fuck.
First of all, Einstein never talked about himself that way.
No, but that's her gift.
Is your perception of yourself?
No, she thinks I'm cool.
No, she does not at all. I talk to her all the time.
Oh, okay.
She's like, this fucking guy. If you fucking hear, you can't even walk outside without slipping.
Okay.
Doing Drano.
Motherfucker, I shovel the driveway.
Oh, look at you. And the best is it's all stone. That's why you're retarded.
We should come and videotape that.
No. Yes, we should. We could put
I think it's snowing against Saturday.
An OnlyFans of Larry just fucking shoveling the driveway.
Jamming. Yeah, you missed
Krav. In his fucking goy shorts.
Who?
You missed Krav.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Well, here's the thing. I had a recording session with Hask who came over, and then I was like, you know what? We're making this album, and I don't fucking care.
Man, for a fucking sugar baby, you sure are busy.
I know. Well, I like doing it, so I don't mind. But here's the thing. I also, the night I missed Krav, I put on timers and did 1 minute of sit-ups, 1 minute of push-ups,
All right, come on, man. Listen.
You know, all the things that us do.
Now we're going to talk about your workabout.
Well, I'm just saying, because I fucking didn't want to miss it, but at the same time, I really wanted to fucking... And here's the other thing. Hasky told me, I'm going to come over on this date like a month ago. And I'm like,
kind of like a roller, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
A month ago, yeah. Fucking asshole.
So when the date came up, I can't tell him, I got Krav Maga, I can't do it. So I just fucking said, okay, yeah, see you later.
Yeah, well, it's not going to miss nothing. We have a test next week.
Do we?
Yeah, I won't be there, though.
Oh, yeah, you won't be there next week, though.
Yeah.
I might not do the test, because it's just like a Jewish thing to try and get money out of
I know, it's not a Jewish thing at all. It's the fucking test.
Well, it is a Jewish thing. Krav Maga.
Not at all. That's the least Jewish thing ever, actually.
Well, no, but them actually breaking it down so you have to pay $50 for a test.
That's the least Jewish thing that's Jewish ever.
Well, you know what I mean?
At least they're not reading the Torah or the fucking Talmud.
Yeah, but they're... They're Jewish.
Just teaching you how to bite people and fucking kill children and have your way with them.
That's pretty Jewish.
Exactly. There we go. Now we finally agreed on something.
It's not gonna be your brother-in-law doesn't put you to work.
He hates me, man.
Yeah.
He hates me. He thinks I'm a junkie. He calls me Sid Vicious.
You're a goy.
Yeah, but not only that, but he just doesn't like me and stuff. And he's fucking. I freak him out. Like,
so he's judgmental.
I remember when his fucking. I got my tooth knocked out from a microphone when I first lost my first fucking front grill tooth. And I showed up when my niece's son was born, and he's there because he's the grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like, would you get in a fight? Because I had a missing tooth. And he just thinks I'm an asshole.
Always assume. We know you're in there, Dontarius. Come out with your elbows up.
When Larry's stories get boring, that's
right. Yeah, but you get the picture. Mm-hmm. You get the picture.
Yeah, that sucks.
He just fucking...
Larry is a show for the Jews.
He's like, this kid's a fucking junkie. He's an asshole. Yeah. And he's older
than
me, too.
Though. I mean he's lying. I mean, fucking A, you just said it out loud.
So he calls him as he sees him.
Yeah, he'll call a spade, if you know what I mean, because he's got that shirt on.
It's perfect.
Full fucking stupid. Good. All right, here we go. This is the fucking greatest story ever.
Valterius' life story.
No, well, I mean, that's pretty simple. I mean, we could tell that in 5 minutes.
Yeah. But put it on repeat.
He's still stuck in the building, so we'll get back to him in a minute.
Yeah, his mom's coming.
Colorado teacher arrested for having sex with special needs student, giving them fentanyl and telling them to murder another teacher.
Oh, my God.
Let me read that title again. Colorado teacher arrested for having sex with a special needs student, giving them fentanyl, and telling them to murder another teacher.
Oh, my God. Imagine how much you can get a high fucking retard fentanyl fucking kid. You fuck a fentanyl kid.
Dude, I mean, you don't know English.
And you get him to kill anybody.
Then you put that dashiki on, right? And he started talking ghetto. I mean, your sentences don't even make sense.
I know. I was trying to.
Okay. Holy
imagine
shit,
when
man.
You can get a
he
fucking.
He said every word after the other word.
Imagine when you
wasn't
get a fucking.
Even in row.
Retard.
That's like, that words.
Imagine the retard that you get high, what you can get him to do after you fuck him, actually.
Hey, listen, well, you don't even have to get him high.
Wait a second. Let's start at
well,
the
base. Well, no, she gave him fentanyl.
I know, but you know, she
let's start at the
to.
Base level. Retard strength.
Yeah.
That's the base.
This
that is where you
he
start.
He can rip a tree out of
I'm
the ground.
I'm just saying. So that's
well,
where you start.
He's stronger than Kiki.
I don't know about that.
And she a just, little maybe.
And all she had to do was show him titty, and he probably would have done anything.
No. It says she was having relations.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying. All she had to do was
with
show him
silly
titties.
Student.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. That retard strength translates into
see, now look at
to the
I came up with the base. Here's the base now. All right. Now... let's add titties.
Seriously,
oh, man.
The teacher was probably like,
a
I want this retard
titties
to fuck
for the
me.
First time.
Oh, man.
Dude, that's like a million fireworks going off at once.
Yeah, talk about a red rocket
and then,
coming
yeah.
out.
And then us nuking North Korea at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So you got retard strength. You got fenny and titties.
So did
titties.
He kill? Did
now
he kill
you got fentanyl.
Woo. Oh, man. That guy got hit with a trifecta.
Sleepy retard
here's
strength
what,
is
here's
a new category.
Thing, though. Here's yeah. the thing, though.
What's
the
thing,
teacher
Larry?
Wanted to fucking get fucked real hard with some dope dick where the kid would never fucking
Larry, I don't think it was that. I think
that's
she,
why she was
I think,
giving him the fentanyl.
No.
Because he would have killed the other teacher just by giving him some pussy.
Yeah. No. Oh, like he would have went right away.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I think
like
so.
Have fun, right, man? I mean,
right, the teacher, I'm assuming that the teacher was a woman and she wanted to get fucked more. I mean, you guys know what it's like to
right
fuck
here.
When you're on dope.
Let me read this. I'm
yeah,
going to
oh
read
yeah,
you
dude.
A little epitaph, or shall I say
yeah,
something.
You're going forever.
Epitaph,
yeah,
but.
So the teacher here, probably listen. Thought I want this retard to plow the shit out of me.
Well, listen, it's more than that, Larry, but listen to this. Thousands upon thousands of messages were sent by your... to the student and vice versa. Oh. Man, those messages. Oh. I like cake.
I have to.
You want to see me play with my guys? Like rollers.
She kept like
rollers especially.
And the teacher probably says, the teacher probably
Captain Jiggles.
Captain
the teacher
Jiggles.
Probably says, I just shoved some cake in my twat. Come on over.
Jesus, Larry, what
well,
are you
no,
doing?
I mean, he's
man.
A tired and
why
she's
do
a teacher.
Have to be so crass.
Because I'm a crass fucking
I mean,
person.
Well, Shiki really but brings out the bad in you.
She knows what he likes.
All right, here we go.
And,
so, know,
and she knows what she likes.
Here we go. Listen. She introduced the teenager to illegal and deadly drugs, including fentanyl. So there was other drugs, too.
Oh, man.
Maybe he was smoking rocks, dude. Imagine retard
that's
on
terrible.
Rocks, dude. Oh, my God.
That won't be good.
That's a good band name.
He's all spun out. Oh, he's all man. Spun out looking out
oh,
the window and
man.
Shit. She's like, here, it's a little fentanyl to come down.
She also attempted to get the boy to bring a gun to their sexual encounters,
oh,
which is kind of weird. I mean,
and it's hot.
How do you trust him?
Was there
a with a gun?
Was there a pill?
When you're banging him?
No, I mean, honestly,
come on,
if
man.
Anybody you could probably trust,
I mean,
it is a. Oh,
no, you think
you
bring a cap gun? You know,
yeah.
I mean, let's start with.
Is there, a, is there a picture?
Well,
of
when
this
he
broad?
Shows
yes.
up, you got to say. Let me hold the gun.
Let me check, make sure it's not loaded.
I mean, and then she wanted this fucking silly string to fucking shoot a fellow faculty member in the school.
Come on.
Man,
that's what I'm saying. I'm
silly
reading the
string.
Fucking...
Well,
yeah.
That's what he is, yeah.
But she didn't want him to shoot
no.
the other teacher with the
dude,
gun?
Dude, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, retards have huge dicks.
They really do.
All retards?
You look at Kiki. He can't even say anything
he's
right
been,
now.
Dude, there's something with them. Like, they're
that extra
chromosome dude.
And the length of the girth.
Yeah.
You could use that guy to break into
the,
a vault.
It goes straight to the dick, dude.
If you gave that kid a blue chew and set him loose in fucking oh, Boys Town, he'd
someone.
Eradicate it all.
Like, no shit. He
oh,
would.
That fucking guy, man. He's out for fucking vengeance. Dude. Chuck Norris.
It's like that Asian.
So you can't blame the teacher, but she just wanted to.
No,
what do you mean you can't
yeah,
blame
yeah,
the
you
teacher?
Can.
Are you retarded? You're retarded.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Was
he's
he
like, you can't blame the teacher. The
she
lady who told
to get,
him to bring. First of all, where
she
this,
wanted to get fucked by a kid
fucking,
with a big dick that's retarded.
Where does retard get a gun?
Track? I don't know, stealing from his parents.
Well, yeah,
I mean, that's what I mean. Well, listen, this is Colorado. Let me break this down before you get all fucking hyped up.
Was it a white? Was it a white handicap kid?
Yes, dude.
Is there a picture of him,
dude?
No fucking way!
Come on!
Oh, no way!
You're making that up.
Oh my!
Looks like Shane Gillis with the Burger King
crowd on. Sorry, Shane.
No, not at all. We don't know him.
That's fucking crazy.
So basically,
oh, that's her.
Yeah.
So wait, he's doing.
She looks like Donnie Ann Forth.
Yeah, almost looks like fucking Ronald McDonald.
If you were a Ninja Turtle,
if you were a retarded student, though, oh, you'd be hotter than
you'd be all over.
I wouldn't be hanging out with you, first of all.
Absolutely
way cooler
not.
Than you.
Dude, who the fuck gives retards fentanyl? And
that
tells
teacher.
Them to bring a gun.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're really playing with the devil's fucking chessboard.
You obviously don't think you're going to get away with it. I mean,
yeah, but it's not about getting away with it.
Dude, if you're a teacher giving a handicapped kid fentanyl and telling him to kill
somebody.
Whoa,
you don't say handicap around
you
here.
You say retard.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, man.
But, dude, like, you're fucked. Like, you know you're going down.
Yeah, but they thousands of messages.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, she's got to be half a box of rocks herself.
Half a box of rocks. My kind of favorite. Let me tell you. Dude, she half a box of rocks.
Even dumber than a
full
box.
First of all, she has a fentanyl connection.
Yeah.
Second of all, she's giving it to retarded children. Third of all, she's telling this fucking silly to fucking bring a gun.
Fourth of all, if you were all fucked up on fentanyl, she wouldn't look that bad.
First of all, I mean, fucker. That guy's looking through the world in rose-colored glasses.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you, man. Ain't fucking dead.
Everything's beautiful.
Yeah, they're the happiest people on earth. The downs are rising.
Yeah.
Remember the dude I sent with the Asian?
Up with the
down. On the side of the stage? Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
If you've never seen that, dude.
He knew what he wants.
Dude, they have the best time out of all of us. They're always happy. They love wrestling. I mean,
and nothing matters.
Yeah, for some fucking reason, they're built like tanks.
Okay, you want to hear about,
like I said this before.
You
want to
hear about love
no,
wrestling?
No, I do not at all. But if I said, if I was the president, I would surround myself with down security guards. That's what I would
do.
Let
me tell you something.
They would
man.
Never take their eye off the
I went to this freaky.
They eat a bullet.
I went to this freaky.
Literally.
Fucking house.
What?
I went to this freaky house last weekend, Saturday night. Me and Ryan went to this fucking.
Swinging again?
Yeah. We went to this kid's house whose parents have like a bar in their garage.
Okay.
And they're all watching wrestling and shit, right? What? It was crazy, man.
This is your story?
Yeah.
You stopped
asshole.
Our flow for that dumb story?
You
we were watching
anywhere.
Wrestling in a garage.
You
oh, it sounds like
anywhere.
The Midwest.
Well, fucking listen, asshole.
I just did.
You're not. You fucking caught
so
me
you
off,
watch
you
wrestling?
Fucking cocksucker.
Did you kiss or what?
Dude, the parents were in there too?
Everybody was there. Yeah. Listen, this guy was there, the guy who ran the house, and
he
had
ran
like...
ran the house?
Shut the fuck up for
he
a
He even
minute.
Laughed at that,
you
though. What does
idiot?
That mean, he ran the house? What are you, a mama-san?
Let me just fucking tell you, fucking idiot. This guy was there with like a bunch of kids that
oh
were like.
Oh my God, this story's getting worse.
This fucking asshole.
I'm just making him laugh. Keep out, going, Larry. Out. Come on.
Anyways, this guy is there with his wife, his ex-wife, his ex-wife before that, all the
nice.
Fucking respective kids. He's watching wrestling and he believes every fucking second of it.
Nice.
They're all cheering for certain people. The one wife, the one fucking bitch that I was talking to, she was very nice. Very nice woman.
Very
nice. I can't remember her name. Very nice.
I mean, come on, the story.
She had fangs, like in surgically installed fucking...
Why are you hanging out?
Vampire fangs. They had like shit all over the house, like this joint is haunted and whatnot, you know.
It wasn't even Halloween.
Wait a second,
no,
Halloween.
It wasn't Halloween.
They had
it was,
signs
it was
that said
week.
The house was haunted?
It was last week.
Yeah,
yeah.
But first of all, if your house is haunted, you don't put signs up that says it's,
well,
this
saying,
house is haunted. All right, let me come
like
on
a,
in.
Like a floor mat, like a fucking welcome mat.
They're into
even
weird
worse,
shit.
Yeah, let the
they're
devil
weird.
In. Yeah,
they're
there you
devils.
Go.
They're devils.
I just realized that it's pitchforks on it.
And so I was there, and fucking this lady's got these fangs and shit, and we're talking, and you know, of course, that's the person I end up talking to. And fucking, it's just real weird, man. And all big giant joints are going around.
This
guy's
boring
like
as hell.
All right.
Oh, what a dick.
He is a dick.
Wait, so are you like little kids watching this?
You shouldn't have given me the money.
I'm done.
Oh, thank God. Hopefully you'll
you'll David Carradine
yourself in a minute.
Was there kids like
you don't even know who David Carradine is, right?
Yeah, I do.
The guy from Kung Fu that hung himself. Choke jerk. Yeah. No, choke jerk.
Well, yeah.
Not hung himself.
Well, he was in Thailand when he did it.
Well, I mean, where else would you be?
Fucking A.
He don't do that in Ohio.
This was before that she caught on to the regular part of the rest of the world.
So, yes, I wish you were like David Carradine right now.
You suck.
Well, that's what they said happened.
Well, you know what? I mean, listen.
You don't want to hear what happened there. That's fine. I don't fucking care.
I love it. I was just
building the fucking scenario.
You're gonna tell us. Well, it took forever, man.
So what, man? We're in a podcast. Yeah, Who cares how long it fucking takes?
N-word Jim don't want to hear your shit right now.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, then tell that to him.
I'm telling him.
Exactly. Okay, slave master.
So what's up with
the lady with the fangs?
No, I'm fucking done. Fuck you guys.
You got fang marks on
your neck? Yeah. Yeah, no, dude.
Or somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, check your bum.
Yeah, check my vampire bum.
So these weren't like prosthetics she just takes out.
They were permanent.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. All right, well, keep going, then.
It's kind of hot, man.
I mean, Jesus, dude.
Dude, I'm into the anime weird
shit. That's all.
Yeah.
You're a fucking weirdo. Anime is fucking for pedophiles. It really is, man.
I'm into all that weird
Even Larry snorted at that one.
Or cosplay. What do they call it?
Huh? I know you're going to justify it. Tell me.
Well, whatever they call it, cosplay.
Come on. No. Okay. Cosplay and anime are two different things.
Well, I don't fucking know the difference.
Yes, you don't fucking lie to me.
I said the wrong thing.
You've got 3 VPN blockers.
Yeah, the cartoon shit I'm not into.
Give me the crown for a second. Yeah. Let me see it for a second.
The cartoon shit I'm
this
not
fucking
into.
Nigga's in Greenland and then in Iceland, but how come Greenland don't have ice and how come Greenland or Iceland doesn't, you know what I mean? But come on.
Oh, I like
you're a fucking pervert. We all know
Yeah. All right. Yeah, when it gets down to it, that's basically what it comes down to.
You guys, I swear to God.
All right, Dontarius, it's time to come out with your ashy elbows up.
Yeah, I would like the fangs.
Yeah.
Well, wait, he was like the fangs. Why, you get blown with fangs? Are you guys retarded? It's like fucking putting your fucking dick in a silly chick's mouth.
She's silly.
Or fucking the chick with Tourette's.
Well, you're not getting a blowjob from her.
How about that? You
want
to play Russian roulette? How about you get a blowjob from a chick with Tourette's? Let's see
how
that
goes. This, right?
I like that one.
I would. Here's the other thing.
Yeah, I know you would. And then you guess what? You'd finally fucking form into your final feature of dude with the fucking no dick anymore. And then you can finally dress in your women's clothes. You and your lacy
tops. How about this? I know this kid that had to leave the country because he got in trouble for fucking a retard.
Why?
Is that illegal?
I mean,
what kind of law is that?
I think the retard was like...
Because, I mean, your wife has fucking got to go to prison. Mary's got to go to prison forever.
This person would let me know the story I'm telling, not Mary. This chick was so retarded, like, she couldn't fucking, like...
Oh, okay, Larry, that's all you had to say.
Right.
She couldn't consent. She wasn't
like
fucking...
way out of line to fuck
She was, like, special ops. You know what I mean? Yeah. You need a pulley to get her out of that chair.
Absolutely. And this kid fucking... I'll give her a bath. I'll say his name. I don't fucking care.
Well, he's gone, right?
I think he went to like Hungary or fucking like.
Oh man!
Wait, what was his fucking country?
Let me make sure. Pedophiles. I mean, Slovakia. How come you're not, I mean, what are you? You fucking Larry Epstein over here. Jesus, man.
It's James' brother. You know James,
right,
the biker
kid. You don't have to say names, dude.
No, I do.
I don't fucking care. I know. I can tell. You just don't say. It's this pedophile. Is this guy?
So brother. How did anybody find out? Was he bragging?
What do you mean?
It was like his stepsister by marriage. I guess the parents find out.
Wait a second. Whoa.
So they all
slow
down.
Slow down. Wait.
Don't fuck your retarded sister, dude.
Stepsister.
okay, it's not blood.
Right.
Yeah.
But
she was not, they said, you know, like in the court, right.
But how the hell did she wasn't a participant.
How did they find out then? Could she write?
What do you mean, how do they find out?
I guess they heard her moaning from the other room. I don't know.
Wait, he's in her chair going back and forth?
He's doing this while other people are home?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it.
The dude left the fucking country, and I'm like, well, did he know the language? And dude is like, no,
I don't think he cares about
those. He does.
Larry, I'm going to tell you right now, when you're fucking evading the law, you don't care about the country. Yeah. You worry about extradition laws. Yeah. That's all you do.
And so they're going to you know.
This fucking guy's worried about if you speak the language. Well, I mean, first of all,
it wasn't because she was underage. It was because she was so retarded.
Yeah, you're touching your retarded sister. You think this guy cares about the language in Hungary?
Was she hot?
I don't know. I never saw
her. Well, I mean, obviously enough to touch her.
Oh.
I mean, you know what? Sometimes people like vegetables.
Lance is like, I'm gonna wheel my sister into the bedroom. I'm gonna show her something. Like,
yeah.
What are you? Oh, what's man. Going on?
Like, I mean, something. Jesus, dude. Yeah. I'm gonna play hide the pickle.
Yeah.
I got a charger chair.
What the fuck? Yeah, what's going on in this household? Oh my God. Nobody's like paying attention.
Do they have
here?
Stairs too? Yeah. Does she live on the first floor? So then everybody's in the living room and this is going on.
Yeah. You know, can I have a blanket?
Yeah, you know,
me and Wheel.
Well,
me and
this
Wheel
kid
here.
Is like a fucking, you know, he's like a biker, a fucking lowlife. He pulls guns on people and he's a fucking, you know.
Oh!
James.
Oh, dude, why did you say the name again? What is wrong with you?
Well, it's not James.
No, it's not. It's his brother.
Yeah, but
Jimmy.
No, his name.
His brother Jimmy.
It's his brother Tommy.
No, okay, whatever. We've already got past that point. They don't know what we're talking about now.
Yeah, but his name is Tommy.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
he fucks retards.
Well, he did. Yeah. Well, who knows?
He might
actually.
Still.
Yeah, I mean, he might be back in this training right now.
You know, the teacher and him might fucking both know something.
No, the teacher's on another level.
Well, the teacher's fucking retired, so is this kid Tommy.
Well, I mean, the teacher's also supplying them with guns or with drugs and telling them to go murder people.
One wants the retarded dick, the other one wants the retarded pussy.
Yeah, holy shit. Well, maybe it's handicap.
Well.
Is she retarded, too?
Well, retarded enough for them to be like, you should go to jail for fucking her. That's pretty retarded, dude.
Well, I don't know what
I don't think you can go to jail for... Fuck retard fucking?
You can't fuck a retard?
Well, no, you can't.
I don't know what the law is on that. We should get married down here.
You can't rape. You can't rape one.
Marry
well,
them
I don't know. Yeah,
you can't
here's
force
the thing.
Yourself
and
on
I
anybody.
Think,
no.
And I think that's where the fucking fine line.
Oh, that's where the fine line is?
Did he have like
a piece
of paper, like scratch this box type if you're
I mean, if she
this?
Couldn't talk, this guy is a fucking... He's like the Harry Houdini
fucking
tart puss.
I don't know if she couldn't talk or not, but maybe not, you know.
Well, I mean,
it's very
honestly,
possible.
She probably was probably down.
I mean, she's down.
Yeah, she was probably down.
She was down for
though.
The dick.
Well, she probably never got any.
Right.
So she was.
And she liked it.
Yeah.
Dude, okay, so what's worse then, retard strength or retard sex drive?
And here's the thing, isn't that
I mean, that is...
And here's the other thing.
Probably
what's
they
mash?
Indians, dude. Is retarded that, Indian, dude? We talked about this the other day.
But wait. Let me finish the fucking story here.
Oh,
isn't it
God.
Kind of unfair that this bitch gets her lover fucking... Exiled to another, because she probably likes
first
getting
of all,
fucked,
Larry,
too.
You said...
That's probably true.
You
first
fucking
all,
idiot.
Her
needles.
Lover... What the fuck was that? Rape, why would he just say
lover rapist?
Yeah, I mean, there's a thin line between that. This fucking guy.
Well,
I
you know, honestly,
God.
We never know. Well, we don't know what she wanted.
Here's
she could
thing,
have
right.
been down.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, you don't really want to initiate sex with your sister.
Well, stepsister.
Okay, thank you for reiterating that.
She may have been moaning.
I'm sure there's a category
pleasure.
On Pornhub.
Moan of pleasure or...
And then she sets on her chair yeah. and just pushes her hips up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but there's probably nothing worse than a retarded Indian guy with a sex drive.
Oh, man. Look
dude,
out.
He will go through you like the Hulk.
Yeah,
just start grabbing people and throwing them.
Talk about like
the bobs are horny as hell,
dude. He can withstand 50 cal fire and keep going,
dude. A fucking stinky that stink shield around.
Oh man,
which reminds me of Tom's Free Clinic Automotive.
Are we at that point already?
Well, let's see how long have we been going. 105. Mm-hmm. We can keep going, though. I don't fucking care. We can put the commercial in before the thing ends, you know. It doesn't have to be always at the very end.
We need to put our free commercial in.
Yeah. But then, you got to edit that, then?
No. We'll just leave it right where it's at. Tom doesn't care where it's at, as long as it's fucking in there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of weirdos watch our shit and they need to go to the fucking free clinic or their car is broke down.
Well, Tom, he does help with handicap issues too, doesn't
Absolutely.
He? Absolutely. Retarded issues.
Yeah, he helped get that guy out of the country. Tom also does passports and social security cards. You can pay with EBT even.
Absolutely. We know you're in there, Dontarius. Come on out.
Your mother.
We didn't even get to Dontarius today, but that's all right.
Well, what did Dontarius do?
No, we're already at the end of the show.
Well, because, you know, it still is Black History Month.
Yeah.
The month is only halfway over.
You can't tell by that shirt you're wearing. Next week you got, or the other week you have to wear it.
This ain't going to fit him. Huh? Will it?
No, that's the best part. It won't fit.
That should fit.
It's like a sickle cell rug.
It almost says,
that's right. Larry killed the momentum, so we can end the show.
Yeah, I killed it. You know, everybody out there at home surely knows from watching that I'm the biggest asshole in the world.
Oh, man, look at you just admitting it out loud. I like Absolutely. That. That little fucking turn in the corner.
So I'm going to play the, let's see.
The
let's
outro.
Let's find our
Thanks for fucking watching and listening, if you really do, because we are really fucking three retards. Just talking shit into a microphone and I don't know.
We spend hours prepping this show.
Calling Larry gay. Don't do every day in the group chat.
Someone's got to press the button on that one to stop the record.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for tuning in, y'all.
Have a good evening.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Faggots. Merry